PMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who's running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while. It's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile. And my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good. Across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would. And the ones who said I couldn't do it, wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad. Trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags. But I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came about the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yeah, what's going on, people? It's your man, Brooklyn Black, and it is Friday, June the 8th, 2012. Wow, we're already 8 days in June, and you're locked and locked to another episode of Pre-Game Radio, 347-857-4302. Got a whole lot of new music to hit y'all in the head with. Big shout-out to the homie Beatin' All, came through last week and straight shut it down, West Coast style, so definitely big shouts to him. Big shout-out out in Fresno. And also, big shout-out to All Bars Radio that was in the building last night, definitely held it down, and we're coming up the energy off of that, so hit us up, 347-857-4302. Let us know what's on your mind. You know, I mean, let us know what's going through your head. And also next week I'll be in the building with Network Entertainment GX Media. I'll give you all the details later on. So which means later, last but not least, later on, which may be saying we're gonna have a ladies' night real soon. You know, so hopefully we get Ab and Lady Steele and Tasha B and Oli, we get them together and bring y'all one more ladies' night. It's been long overdue. People have been asking for it. So we're going to give it to y'all also. Spoken words going down the 29th and the 30th of this month. And the week before that, since, you know, the 25th and lands on a Wednesday this year, next week we will be celebrating, of course, the late, great Michael Jackson. So definitely you want to be locked in with us the next couple of weeks. And aside from everything else that All Bars Radio has planned going on, you know, it's going to be a pretty eventful couple of weeks here at Free Game Radio. But hit us up and, you know, throwbacks, you know we got them. And we'll be right back. Just hit us up. Let us know, show your mind what's going through your head. You want to talk about, you know, the zombies or what went down to Summer Jam. You know, you could do all that, but we'll be right back. It's Free Game Radio.
Weed in the street without cops harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue Bahama waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a plate. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing, fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people rolling dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time. Watch the blimp read, the world is mine.
Yes, I rule the world.
Imagine that. Paradise life relaxing, black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range, cast, Lord Travis Shabab, free at last, brand new whips to crash, then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew, how we do, trees for breakfast, dime sexes have been stretches. So many years of depression make me vision for better living, type of place to raise kids in. Opening eyes to the lies, history's told foul, but I'm as wise as the old owl, plus the gold child, seeing things like I was controlling, click rolling. Tricking six digits on kicks and still holding. Trips to Paris, I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trife life to lavish. Political prisoners set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I think Coretta Scott King, mayor of the cities, and reverse beans to Willie's. It's down foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa. Imagine that. Moves in Atlanta back and forth scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips, be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I rule the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I push the 245 and spin it. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or be felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
Diamonds,
could it be if you could be mine? We both shine.
If I-
Yeah, had to do that for my peeps out in Queens. Big shout out to Selena. Big shout out to the homie Esco. Happy birthday, Lacey. And, you know, all the rest of my peeps out in Queens holding it down. Even you louch-ass, roach-ass people who try to say names to bring down those of Brooklyn Black and those around them. We see y'all, but we appreciate the free publicity. 347-857-4302 is the number. Pre-game radio. I still got more. Flores, I know it's been a minute since anybody heard this track here. Matter of fact, if you could tell me all, the name of the group plus all three members of the next track, I'll let you in the building with me June 15th, which is next Friday. You know, we'll be in the building. Due to Privilege and Friends going down in Manhattan. And plus, if you've been to a GX Media Network event, you know anybody could show up. The last one, Beanie Siegel was there, Fred the Godson. You know, so it's going to be a real opportune moment. So pay attention. You know what I'm saying? See if, you know, you can use your Googles and your Wikipedias and all that to find out who, you know, who it was. But I need correctly the name of the group plus all three members' names, all right? And we'll be right back. It's pregame radio.
In a new mall with a few bras in the shoe store. Copped a new gauze and jumped in the Tudor. With the blue velour, shirt open with the chain showing. Where shit is going, tsunami Range Rover with the waves blowing. Stay holding. Bitches in the back whispering. I'm listening. Bitch, it's my car, y'all fucking sitting in. Speak up, how dare y'all think I can't hear y'all? Any more talk, y'all bitches gonna walk.
What? They like, we can see, you ain't buying nothing for us.
I ain't buying nothing, of course. Y'all bitches is hoarse. What I look like support? Me trick, man, listen. Yeah, I trick your ass to think I'm tricking. Give you a stickin', then I'm skipping. All you getting is a hard dick chick. After I spit, I want you quick out my apartment. Trifling, but did the right thing. Left them on Dankman. Hitchhiking, hoping things get strike by lightning.
You ain't giving da-da, da-da, drama.
Words can I have? Bitch. Even if a nigga rich with a six to spend puffin', I spend nothing. So baby, spend your mind out my pocket. All I have to do to penetrate is spin shorty to the mall and show her how quick 4G's disintegrate. A cheap nigga and I rub they nose in it. Spin them through all the stores with sexy clothes in it. When she sees something, she dying to pose in it. What she getting is a pre-strung tea with holes in it. And when it's time to eat, I arch the bucks. A cheap nigga, yeah, bitch, get an arch deluxe and still fuck. Y'all pay more than twice the swerve. How I look trickin' shit my wife deserve. And let it be known now when you see us three dudes call us, I don't got it, Kirk, no more in the cheap dude.
You ain't getting out of drama.
I'm trying to be swollen, but right now I ain't holding. Piece of lie told him, everything I own is stolen. Picture that like Brando gave up half he saved up. Play the cut when dollar eye sign tricks is raved up. I'm the cheapest, and that's the only way I'm gonna keep this. Lights, I wanna heat this. Girls is trying to eat this. They think we should date, but still won't appreciate. You even help with the rate, or you order a decent plate. I'm a cheap nigga that only provides better poking. To get her open, and send her home with a token. Put girls in my car like drop her off fast for me. So what you giving up, ass honey or gas money? Pass them. How's it gonna be if I'm on E? If I run out, then more than likely, it's on me. So I'm going B. And if I ever win the sweepstakes, I keep papes and still live up to being a chief.
You ain't getting out of drama.
Gotta take the product.
347-857-4302. She may have Brooklyn Black. Have in the building as always, holding it down in the background. You know, rocking with me. What's going on, Ed?
Yo, what's popping?
You know, I had to throw that track on for you, right, Say?
No, I was in here singing that shit. You ain't nada. Yo, but real talk, before we go any further, you know, there's a topic, of course, that I want to bring up.
What's that?
Creflo Dollar.
Oh, God. Creflo, give me a dollar. What do you do now?
Creflo create a flow of dollars. You know, you didn't hear?
I hear. What happened?
He was arrested this morning for beating up his 15-year-old daughter. Apparently, his 15-year-old daughter asked him to go to a party at night, and Creflo said no. And so she started getting mouthy or whatever. He said she was being disrespectful, and so he punched her in the face and choked her. His wife, Kathy, was the one who called the police. So I'm trying to figure out if it really was discipline, because if it was discipline, then, you know, Kathy wouldn't have called the cop. But she called the police. So that means Creflo must have really scared the hell out of them and beat the heck out that kid.
Well, here's my thing on it. You know, sometimes, you know, parents, they do tend to go overboard with the disciplining of their kid, you know, and who's to say? She probably did get all mouthy and figured she's getting up there. You know how 15-year-old girls do with their mouth.
Oh, I'm totally listening. I'm all for it. I'm all for it. He said no, and that's what it is. You don't keep talking junk. But this is just further proof that people be thinking that church kids is the good kids. Those are the bad kids. Everything bad, the first bad shit I learned in church.
And I'm not, you know, I can tell you from experience, preacher's kids are the main ones who start shit. And because, why? Because when the shit goes down, they're the last suspects. They're the last people suspect of doing shit. So that's why they start all the shit. And then when it hits the fan, they go back in the background, act like nothing happened, or get next to their moms or pops, whoever's pastor of the church.
Yep.
And,
yep.
You know, they immune. I can tell you how many times I would get in trouble for messing around with the pastor's kid, but pastor's kid wouldn't get in trouble.
And the pastor's kid is probably the one that whose idea was to start the shit in the first place.
They're like, hey, let's light some firecrackers in the bathroom. Yo, this is your pop building.
Wow.
Oh, nothing will happen.
That's
you know,
what it
people,
is.
I'm the one getting my ass whooped for it, and preacher's kid is chilling.
Now, but wait a minute, son. Hold up. Not for nothing, but aren't you a preacher's kid, son?
See, there's a difference between being a
preacher's
kid and a pastor's
kid. Oh, now is a difference. You a preacher's kid, son.
I am a preacher's kid, yeah, no doubt. But like I said, there's a difference between being just a preacher's kid and pastor's kid.
What's the difference?
Because, see, if you're pastor's kid, that's like, you know, you're being the kid of the CEO of the company. You feel what I'm saying? Being a preacher's
preacher
kid, like, you know,
a,
most
preacher
times,
of a church, the preacher is this as important as a pastor?
Like I said, the whole church game is totally different.
Well, look, I wouldn't know.
But yeah, you know, yeah, I'm a preacher's kid. He's late as hell becoming a preacher, but yeah, I'm a preacher's kid. It is what it is.
Yeah, there you go.
347-857-4302 is Free Game Radio, Brooklyn Black Evan in the building. And I got one more throwback, and this is strictly for Evan. Once again, if you guys know the name of the group who performed the last throwback, plus all three members, you are live in the building with me June 15th. Celebrating with GX Media and friends in Manhattan. So definitely pay attention, listen to the show, play it back. I know Ed knows, so don't ask Ed shit.
Because Ed ain't going to tell you.
So we got more tracks in. One more just for Ed to get her rocking. Because it's been a while since she's been back here pregame radio. You know, she's been handling her things that we missed over here. So I had to do the
yo,
pregame.
Yo, I was on the show last week, son.
Saturday, son. It was me and Baltimore son. We held it down.
Not Saturday, son. I said Friday.
Yeah, but we missed you Saturday, Dick.
All right, that's what it is. That's what it is. Shout out to Baltimore son.
So we got this one just for Ed. Get her rocking. Get her back in the swing of things. And we'll be right back to this whole crypto dollar situation. And now, once again, Nas has brought the controversy with his album cover. So we'll definitely see what's going on with that. And we'll be right back.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, come around my way.
Level with the devil.
D, it's me. You already. Yo, this your boy Spoda repping that Strong Out 631. I'm chilling on pregame radio with Brooklyn Black and EB. You already?
Yeah, we're live back in the building. Pregame radio, Brooklyn Black, Eb holding it down.
Yo.
Yo.
I like that EB shit. I like when they shout me out like that. That's what's up. You know, I was in here rocking with that shit. I was like, where my homies? Yo, do you know when this song came out, you know that's when I was really, really rocking with Nick and Charlene. Shout out to my girl, Nick, up in Albany. What's up, girl? Shout out to my girl, Charlene, a.k.a. Black Carrie, because she will flip on you down there in Virginia. I forgot. Oh, she in Hampton, Virginia. What's up, y'all? Bitches, call me.
Big shout out to VA. Big shout out to Albany. Shout out to everyone rocking with us tonight, doing the damn thing. Now, Nas had released a photo for his soon-to-be album cover, and it's a photo of him. He's sitting on the throne, and he has his ex-wife Khaleesi's wedding dress draped over his legs and under the banner that says "Life is Good." Now, for some reason, it drew up a lot of controversy. People, I don't know why, but they found it offensive. Look. Me, like, I heard about it, I went and I saw it, I Googled it, and, you know, I didn't say anything wrong with it. Like, I found it actually to be a bit comical, you know, because it's, you know, he's saying, you know, he's not married anymore, he's living a single life, doing what he got to do, life is good. That's the meaning that I got from it.
I'm trying to figure out who the fuck actually would get offended by that. I saw it, too. It looks like a green cap for the dress, because I saw a picture of her dress, and it's not even the actual wedding dress. It's just a green dress that favors what she wore to their wedding, because her actual wedding dress was green and white. But, I mean, so fucking what? He got the dress draped over his leg, and I took it the same way, meaning, you know what? You know, I ain't got the wife, I got the fucking dress, but you know what? Life is good any motherfucking way.
Right, and I'm on the same thing. Like I said, I figured it was just a, you know, it was just a, if anything, just a little poke and stab at it. You know, it wasn't, I don't think it should be taken as if, oh, he's trying to diss her or anything like that or anything else that.
I don't think so neither. It's more, you know, come on, it's more or less like, yeah, I can pay you 50 G's a month, bitch, but I'm still, life is still good. That's
and
what that means.
And I even think, you know, if something that was covered a while ago, but I still think that $50,000 a month in child support is just crazy, unheard of. You know.
Yeah, you know what that is? That is an exorbitant amount of money that she asked for. But I don't believe, and I like Khalees. I love Khalees. Khalees, her first album, Kaleidoscope, was way above before its time. One of the classic albums out there of hip-hop and R&B. You know, she ain't got to be the queen of this shit, but that album right there, nobody could fucking touch her with that fucking album. I'm going to believe that she was his wife, and she knows his real worth. We don't know what he's really worth. We don't know what he's really worth. All I know is the nigga has consistently put out top 10, top 5 albums, CDs, one after another, even with 2 and 3 year breaks in between, and I've never seen the nigga bummy, fucked up, never heard nothing about the nigga as far as money was concerned. So I'm sure if she asked for $50,000, I'm sure he probably could afford it to give her $80,000, $90,000. Real talk.
A month? Oh, come on, son. Like, now,
listen,
I'm not really sure how.
Yo, when you used to live in a certain way, You know, you got to keep up. You used to live in that way. And if her child was born into their child together, their son, if he was born into an environment where he had the finest of things, then just because they're not together no more, should he not have those things? And
it's not that
cool,
he should have it, but still in all. Come on, like $50,000 a month. Like what? Honestly, what?
Okay, think about it like this. Think about it like this. Even though she doesn't, you know, she performs shows, you know, here and there, in the States, she's still really big overseas. So you got to imagine having to take your child with you and having to have somebody care for that child. You know what I'm saying? That's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week gig. And then you got to have protection. She got to have protection for herself and for the child and for the kid. So, I mean, you know, things cost. Things cost. And think about it, too, like this. They don't got, it's not like they got Medicaid and shit. You know how much it costs to take your kid to the doctor? Just for fucking consultation? It costs. Shit costs. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, the way that she's used to living, that $50,000 a month ain't nothing to him. That's just my opinion.
Because, you know, I'm outside looking in. You know, it just seems crazy. It just seems, you know, a little over the top.
So how can we, how can one really put it like this? How can one really put a price on what they believe their child is worth?
Well, shit, the courts seem to have a great time doing that anyway.
Who?
The courts.
The courts have a great time doing that. You know why? Because, you know, sometimes men don't want to take care of their responsibility. And it's not that they don't want to take care of the responsibility. It's that they, you know, a lot of times they don't want to give the mother money out of spite. They don't want to give the mother money because maybe she got a better job than him and he believes she don't need the money. Or maybe because she got a new boyfriend and don't want to be bothered with him no more. Maybe it's because she won't let him see the kid as often as he wants to see his child. It's numerous reasons why. I can tell you why. I've been through the experience. And 9 times out of 10, the reason why the boy's father ain't want to give him money is because he was mad at me for whatever. So why you want to make the kid suffer? Why would you do that? But people do that. And then, unfortunately, that's why a person got to step in. You think we want to put a complete stranger in our business? That's not how it works. Nobody wants a stranger having to tell them what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. Nobody want to go through that. Just do something. Take something. You can't be making good money and want to give your kid $50 a week. That just ain't going to cut it.
But that's understandable. Like, you know, if you're making that money, then cool. You know, but...
And even if you're not making that money, take the kid to go get a haircut. Take the kid to go get a new pair of sneakers. Take the kid out to eat Dave and Buster's, something like that, or to have a good time. Here's $15. Make sure all shorty clothes clean or whatever. Make an effort. Make an effort. It goes a long way, and believe it or not, it's appreciated. Yeah, some motherfuckers are pop shit. That's the way you young hear me. Nah. Some people, but the majority of moms, they're appreciative of you doing the small things. That's the shit that counts. So it doesn't matter how much you make. Make an effort, because that costs nothing.
347-857-4302. We got a game new. We got some new from Roxy Blue. Actually, we got a couple new joints from Miss Roxy Blue. We also got some joints from our featured artist last week, Bernard from California. So, Ev, you know, sit tight. You know, we got to catch you up and update you and everything like that. Waldo's, hit us up. Let us know what you think about the topics we're going in on as far as Nas's album cover, Creflo Dollar being arrested for pretty much disciplining his mouthy child. And, also, we even got to touch into the whole Justin Combs scholarship thing, because they're saying he should have taken scholarship due to the fact that his pops is Diddy.
I absolutely agree with that. Yes, he earned the scholarship on his own through his hard work. And if he was the child of someone who didn't have any money, then by all means, give it to him. But he is a child of money. Find another way to reward him for what it is he did for his skills on the, was it football he played? For his skills on the football team, find another way. Let him design the jerseys or something. Or find another way to honor him or to give him props. But to give him a full 4-year scholarship means that there's somebody who can't afford to go to school, who has every right to be there too, but won't. They won't get that scholarship because that money is going to him.
But why could it be? Since, you know, like I said, he earned it. He did his thing, and it's not, you know, it's not his fault. His father is who his father is. But if anything, why couldn't his father say, okay, he got scholarships this much. Why doesn't he match it and give it to one of those underprivileged kids who couldn't get it? Why should he have to? Because, yo, he worked hard. It wasn't like, did he pay off the teacher? Hey, pass him, give him all good grades.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying did he have anything to do with it. I'm not saying he made a phone call or, you know, yo, that's my son. I'm not saying any of that. And, yes, it would be a good idea if Diddy would say, you know what, I'm going to match the scholarship you gave my son, and I'm going to give you enough money to reward 5 more scholarships. Now, that would be beautiful. That would be nice. That would be the good thing to do. But at some point, Diddy particularly, not his son, needs to step up and be like, yo, we appreciated everything, but I can afford to pay for my son to go to school. There's a whole bunch of other kids that can't. You know what I'm saying? What about that kid that couldn't get an academic scholarship because he had personal problems and missed his last exam and dropped his grade point average down, so now he got to pay to go to school. He can't afford to do that. You know what I'm saying? Cause for something small, what about that type of kid? You know, it's like I said, I'm not taking anything away from Puffy's son. I'm glad that he has pursued something other than being in the entertainment field like his father, even though football is entertainment. But, I mean, really, come on. He don't need the dough. Give it to somebody that need it. Give it to somebody that need it. I'm not taking nothing away from him. I'm not saying he didn't earn it. I'm not saying he don't deserve it. That's the last thing I'm saying. He does. But real talk, come on. His father spend more money than that on fucking booze. We're talking a four-year scholarship. Come on, man. That's crazy.
I don't know. Like I said, I think he worked for it. He's entitled to it. Now, what happens after that is completely at their own discretion, but I don't think he should have to give it back because he worked for it, you know. Not to say the other kids who worked for it, like you said, they might have a personal problem and they missed their last exam and everything like that. Not to take away from those, but, you know, he worked for it. He went to school. He studied. He did what he had to do in football. You know,
No. Don't put studying in this. He doesn't have an academic scholarship. He has an athletic scholarship.
Right, but in order to get an athletic scholarship, you have to keep your grade point at a certain level. So, yes, studying does come into play. Because with most schools, if you don't have your average above a certain level, you can't even suit up for a game. You're riding the bench.
Right, but come on, son. Look, let's be realistic. Really, you think Diddy's son couldn't get some pretty young thing to do his homework for him? To you know what I'm saying? Anybody can cram at the last minute and study just enough to pass an exam. But homework and all that other shit, come on, man. This is a child of privilege. He is used to people doing things for him. Let's not forget that. All right? He's used to people doing things for him. We don't know how he managed to keep his grade point average good enough for him to be able to play. But I tell you, you know like I know, with athletes, they don't have to listen. They'll get them every tutor, every whatever they could do to ensure that they keep winning. You know it like I know it.
True indeed. But you know what? We're going to get into this new Roxy Blue track. This is Cloud Nano for upcoming projects, so definitely be on the lookout for that. And she's been really, really supportive of pregame radio as of late. You know, not like she hasn't been before, but she's really been rocking with us as of late. So big shout out to her. Big shout out to everyone over at Big Boy Management. And here's
Roxy Blue, bitches.
And here's Cloud 9 by Roxy Blue. Let me know what you think about it, and we'll be right back.
Attention, everyone. I need you on the dance floor, like, right now. We're about to have some fun. It's Roxy Blue. Let's get 'em. My, look at I. All my girls snatch my fly. No lie, I be so high. I can't believe I'm on cloud nine. My, look at I. I'm always trying to cuff my fly. No lie, I be so high. I can't believe I'm on cloud nine. 10-4, I'm so fly. Blast off, no earth in sight. I'm so on another level. Get like me, I'm trying to tell you. My girls be pretty girl rock. Pumps on feet that you can't top. My baby say he likes to spoil me. Your man be on me so horny. I tell him please fall back. Don't give it up just like that. Yes, I am a little cocky. Living this life, who gon' stop me? Learn this, here's a lesson. Pussy is power and blessing. Who run the world? I'm questioning. Just testing. My, look at I. All my girls snatch my fly. No lie, I be so high. I can't believe I'm on cloud nine. My, look at I. Always tryna cuff my fly. No lie, I be so high. I can't believe I'm on cloud nine. This here is for all my queens. We don't walk, we glide on scene. We leave marks that can't be reached. We do things that you can't dream of. My girl so pretty like dogs. Attitude mean, rough like dogs. From her man, no doubt. Then I fix her up and make her stand out. Put her on my team, tell her keep her hand out. Never open up a door, see what that man about. Never kiss him on the lip and keep your bang zip. Always keep a few bills in your bag off rip. I don't see him, no line of scrimmage. No seeds, green spinach. Who me? I deal it. Full house, I'm winning. My, look at I. All my girls snatch my fly. No lie, I be so high. I can't believe I'm on cloud nine.
One nigga screaming, he will always be here. admit, I bet applause would be drowning. I had to let the sample scream for me. This rap shit, another dream coming.
Yeah, 347-857-4302. Don't forget to mark it on your calendars. Next Friday the 15th, I will be with Networking and TGX Media presenting Deuce to Privilege and Friends going down at the Bamboo Lodge where the parents is from the Rough Riders, Pal TV. Big shout out to the homie Birch and others. And, of course, Brooklyn Blast going to be in the building. So hit me up for tickets. And like I said, I already got a giveaway going on for whoever could guess our throwback question, which was, the second song that I played and need you guys to identify the name of the group plus all the members, all right? Ab, what's going down? What did you think about the Roxy Blue tracks?
The first track, I like, you know, Roxy. You know, I love Roxy Blue. I love her style. I just didn't really dig the music. I don't know what it was. It's just something about the music. I just, you know, it just sounded... It was just thrown together. Not even so much thrown together, but it just wasn't matching with her voice. Not to me. But, now, you know, I love what she was saying. I always love her style.
Here's my thing on that Cloud 9 joint. Now, and I told her this for me, this is her MTV ready joint. You know, nowadays, you know, the artists, they got to appeal to all masses, you know, to really get that exposure, that push that they want. So, there's going to be that one track that, you know, the society got to like.
Yeah, I guess you could say
that. That mainstream has to latch on to. And I feel it was that one. Now, what did you think on the second one?
I like the second one. It had a little more... It seemed like it was more instruments, you know, more instruments with it. You know what I'm saying? It was a little more musical. You know, it was a little more musical. And it sort of reminded me of, like, when people first started using old 6-beat tracks, using the vocals and, you know, giving it that high pitch. So it's sort of like a new throwback tight jam, I was feeling that one. I like the second one.
I was definitely digging it. 347-857-4302 is pre-game radio.
Whew.
We're here just doing the damn thing, and also 29th, 30th for this month, it's Spoken Word Night, and if you've been in the building for the last 2, you already know they've been something to remember. Those are definitely highly downloaded in our archives, so people are definitely feeling it. That's why we keep doing them. You know, and the last one, I put some stuff out. Maybe we'll get some from another pregame radio host coming up for the 30th. And also, we're going to have going down the 22nd and the 23rd, we'll be having our Michael Jackson episode.
No doubt.
You know, so you guys already know, and since you guys know, I'll be at the Bamboo Lounge on the 15th, and also I'm actually gonna be someone else on the 16th. So which means the
back up. You going to Bamboo?
I'll be at Bamboo Lounge on the 15th.
On Myrtle Island?
Nah.
Cause you know that's the name of that joint on Myrtle Island.
Yeah, I know.
That's why I was like, hold up, you want a Bamboo sign? Get out of here.
So, which means it will and can be the return of Ladies' Night. You know, we're just trying to get all of the ladies back in one setting at once, you know, because some of them blew up, became divas and stuff. Hi, Lady Steel. And, you know, we just can't get a hold of her. So I'm trying to lasso all of you ladies in together, see what's going down, see if we get a ladies' night popping, maybe, and give All Bars Radio a third night next week. So just stay tuned. Follow the show on Twitter, pregame_radio, for all announcements. And, of course, you know, just check me on Twitter and on Facebook. But back to the things at hand, man. Like I said, I feel he said Keith Scott should just have his father, like I said, match it and send some other deserving, underprivileged kid to college. You know. Pay that tax. I say that'd be a way of paying it forward. Therefore, all parties pretty much are satisfied because, boom, Justin has his stuff, and also the scholarship is not even necessarily covering all college expenses. Cool, yeah, his pops can cover that, but still, it's not covering all of the costs. You know, dad was just pretty much handle his tuition, books, not room and board, not anything else. But like I said, his pops could cover that. So, like I said, I say pay it forward. Nothing should be given back or taken back or anything like that. That's all I'm saying on it.
Bye.
And leave Nas alone. Anytime he comes out with an album, someone has to find something and nitpick at it and everything like that. Leave Nas alone. Like Ev said, he comes out consistently with hot stuff. He comes out consistent, and he is still relevant damn near 20-plus years later.
Yep. Stop sweating that nigga, yep.
Leave the man alone. Y'all want to bother somebody? Bother Soulja Boy. Tell him stop making shit.
Word. Tell that nigga to tear his ass down, go the fuck back to school, take some of that money and get himself an education. Word up. Because in another 10 years, he ain't going to be fucking relevant. I'll give him another 5 fucking years. And
yeah, I would say
be
3 because he's already starting to dwindle down.
Right.
I say give him 3 years and this will wrap. I hope he did something good with his money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. Oh, and I guess I don't know the rapper particularly, and I got to honestly say, I've never heard his music, but apparently a rapper by the name of Lil Fat was murdered yesterday in Atlanta. He was shot 20 times. That is definitely fucking overkill. I don't know the circumstances behind it. I don't think anyone, well, the media is not aware of it at the time, but I want to just give some condolences to his mother, because regardless of whatever people, regardless of how rotten or fucked up or whatever people do, you know, somewhere they all have a mother, and she's got to be feeling the loss of her child. So my sentiment is with his mother. I've heard that he talks about doing shit in his music, what rapper doesn't. I've heard that he may have even gotten in trouble with the law. I haven't seen his rap sheet. I've seen, you know, people comment on the article, you know, and say, oh, yeah, well, he had a rap sheet this long and so on and so forth. You know, that was the past. You know, as far as I can see, maybe music was what got him to turn his life around. And maybe what he talked about in his music was how he was living before he got into this music. You know, everybody, I guess, at some point gets a second chance or should be given a second chance. And we don't really know the story. It just really bothered me. I was reading some of the comments and, you know, I don't care what anybody says. You know, racism is alive and well because, you know, people were referring to black people as monkeys and calling it monkey music and saying was the saying rap is the worst genre of music to ever be created, and you know, just a just a whole bunch of rotten things about a person who was deceased, a person who was murdered. You know, so I mean, it's just really fucked up. If you're not familiar with the music, or you didn't like the artist and whatever, so you see the article, keep it moving. There's no need to make comments and talk about people and so on and so forth, because, you know, in case people didn't know, you know, why these black kids is getting rich? You know why these young black kids is getting rich off this music? It's because the white kids is buying it. The white kids are supporting it. The white kids buy the CD. They buy the clothes that their favorite rappers wear. They go to the concerts. They download the music. You know what I'm saying? So who you think is making these fucking kids rich? Real talk. So it's like, come on, man. You can't. Nah, and we can't shit on these kids for making money off of a talent, or, you know, some have talent, you know, some just, you know, got lucky. Some just make things that appeal to a certain mind frame, a certain type of thinking, a certain way of thinking, and they making the money off of it. And let's not forget, they don't just make money in the States. Rap, hip-hop is worldwide. It's worldwide. So even if a rapper ain't nobody here, let's believe in some part of the world, he's somebody. You know, so once again, I want to give my condolences to the mother of Little Fat, Atlanta rapper, murdered, shot 20 times in a parking lot next to a fucking hospital. That shit sounds like a fucking setup to me. How the fuck they know he was there? You know what I'm saying? I guess more details will be released as they are known. So that's all.
Yeah, true indeed. 347-857-4302. You want to be live in the building? Just hit one on your phone. We'll definitely get you live on there. Let's get into this next joint, The Way of My Side, from the homie B-Nar. Big shout out to Fresno, California, and we'll be right back.
ABS Media, Dana.
With a Fresno CA, I'm up on Cali Bay. I throw the West Coast cover, you all up in your face. My domain, I bang and keep it thug, I warn ya. I'm a bona fide OG out of Central California. Smoke the good. No matter the scenery, be known, I always keep it hood. And can't relate with featherweight tight fakes. My speech reach all leaks, I'm liberally deep with a great lake. I'm second to get it right, I'm a legend every day and night. West side of the Rocky Mountains, I'm rocking it all right. Like an electric chair, I'm giving people socks. Ain't no weather, I have no equivalent when I roam. So discover, remember it, I'm king of the rap song. Hey, that's what you heard, he's that Pontiac way. Is my liver, Fresno, Cali, and I keep it gangsta like a prison. I made moves with G's everywhere I go. That's all I know. So swagged up the G and me, I can't hide. Without a doubt, you can tell I ride the way on my side. I make moves with G's everywhere I go. And ride the way on my side, cause that's all I know. Ladies feel no water, me for what's below my waist. I ain't the average, I'm above it. They love it the way I thug and got street cred and stripes to go ahead and play it. I like many, you can say I'm one of the kind. Written in every line. Dogs is what I stack. Swagger I never lack. Here's the deal, how I feel, I'm more real than an almanac. The Midwest love me, in the South give me props. On the East Coast, they say be northern, still up top. Got a flavor, then sooner, brush on them streets, can't bust me. It's dirt on mine, diamonds are up the rain fame. Macadosis camp, Newwood and Cork, remember the name. Yo, a thick click, get ready for anyone to trip. Like a first choice player with a number one pick. I make moves with G's everywhere I go. And ride your way, you're a guy, so swag, that's the G and me, I can't hide. Without a doubt, you can tell I ride the way on my side. I make moves with G's everywhere I go. And ride the way on my side, cause that's all I know. So swag, that's the G and me, I can't hide. Without a doubt, you can tell I ride the way on my side. Showstopper cocker with the hip hop. I drop a game strong and got more wisdom than your OG grandpa. But ever since 50 with a flow and rolling, that's the way it goes. Pick it up, which pick it up, rock incredible every time I run.
era. My brother's a deadly weapon, literally dancing with the stars. Don't be forgetting, you're setting off Armageddon. Fucking with B-Market G, fuck what I'm reppin'. Yo, I see it as a legendary, you can discern. Listen, keep up the rapper, setting me heating like a furnace. Never pop or talk what I don't want. Fantasy weapon fools, I like the rap game need a new order. We need to close it up the buses like a border. Cause I can see through the face like binoculars. And I'ma be that West Coast G who comes stop. I make moves with G everywhere I go. And ride your way, you're my side, cause that's all I know. I can't hide without a doubt. You can tell I ride the way, you're my side. I make moves with G everywhere I go. And ride the way, you're my side, cause that's all I know. So swagged up to G and me. I can't hide without a doubt. You can tell I ride the way, you're my side. Everywhere I go. And ride the way, you're my side, cause that's all I know. So swagged up to G and me. You know what I'm saying? We know that shit. That's what's up. Cream of Beats, my homeboy Big G Wilo. Yay, that's what's up, you dig? Long Pro Cali, I see you. The way of my side. G's up, Buster's down. Get it?
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
Yeah, we're back in the building. That was being all with The Way of My Side on pregame radio. Big shout out to Fresno, 347-857-4302. Got a few more bills to pay. Hit us up. Hit me on Twitter at Brooklyn Black, trying to get to 1,500 followers. So, you know, we're just vibing back and forth, talking about stuff on the show. So definitely hit me up on there. Of course, we got the chat room open for the show. So if you're tuned in via internet, just scroll down to the bottom of the page. You'll see the chat room in full swing. Just hit me up, ask me a question, request a track from your, you know, from the artist you're supporting. And here's Sunny Tolly with Official Jet Fire.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Turn up. Yeah. Mr. Dope Gang City, we don't stop. Hippies and Gucci, we don't stop. It's that old dog, bitch, we won't stop. Yeah, RBA and we won't stop. H-E-G and we won't stop. And we won't stop.
I know they plotting on sniping me from the roof. These niggas dodging the truth. I'm spitting some mills here. I think I just broke my tooth. The breeze at these niggas cool. I eat at these niggas food. I be winning like Oklahoma. Y'all Timberwolves, how you lose? Yo, Timber, when I break that tree down, sticky, this must be maple. Ready, willing, and able to rip this beat from his staples. Nigga, my shit is factual. Why y'all keep telling fables? Illest nigga that's out here. I ain't even on a label. Smudging, I'm soaking paper. I'm waterfalling in Tangerine. And getting wet on a sunny day like it never rains. All I want is a lot of money, a little fame, and a bad bitch with a little power and plenty brains. Addicted to Polo, L.I.G. Levi's and gold chains. A bit of an alcoholic, but in love with finer things. My designer frames, my Wayfarers and Jordan 8s. Retro, agua, I'm dripping like I stepped in paint. I sound like cameras with the flash on and break a day. I knew it with your bitch in. My head getting long like my money and my dick is. I'm in the foreign shit, foreign car, foreign bitch. Long hair, hella ass, no high blood, no English. Yeah, I'm drinking like a fish out in this motherfucker. Right. My haters finna make me richer than a motherfucker. Right. This hate is in me, so I take it with a grain of salt. Here go a dick where your brain is. Fuck your thoughts. I drop the top in the winter cause I wanna be seen. Bunch of exotic and pounds of money give me wet dreams. Fucking know what that bitch coming at my second seat. How to rip an instrumental, here's the tutorial. Get this fucking candle like visuals and memorials. Hoping I fail, bitch I pull all night as I can. With purple buds, takes hours but still stay. Master shit, cause who wanna be a slave? Maybe my girl should see I always been down with what she takes. Maybe your girl should see I always been down for anything. Been read my mind when she said she won't down with diamond rings. She like like her finger naked, I like her naked too. I jet ski in the pussy, she be wet as two pools. Work hard, I deserve what I get. You deserve to get hit, pissed on bitch and thrown in a ditch. Make the push like a fast break, finger roll to lay out. Yo, I'm stylish, wild cause I'm young and I'm bout it. Drowning, dripping like I just got baptized. Peter son, I'm thinking I should change my name to that guy. Nigga, yeah. And it's RBA and we don't stop. One fly ass nigga, I won't drop. Dope gang, ATG to my heart, stop. And all you hating hoes, go in and suck. One fly ass nigga still won't drop. Dope gang, ATG to my heart, stop. And all you hating bitches, go in and suck. And all these hating hoes, go in and suck. What? Bitch.
Yeah, pregame radio. 347-857-4302. Brooklyn Black Ev in the building. Ev, what did you think on both tracks?
The first one, it was so-so. The second one I like a little better. I like a little better, and that's only two because of the beat. The Chain Cracker Madness, and of course the Chuck D in there, counting down number shit. That's always, that right there is guaranteed to make people stop and listen and check it out, like his words too. So the second one I like. The first one, it might have to grow on me.
Okay, it'll have to grow on you, no doubt. But, like I said, there's just been a lot of stuff been coming through here, and I'm just trying to update you.
You want to update me on some shit? Update me on this zombie shit. Update me on that shit.
We've been talking about it since the thing first broke back around Memorial Day weekend. Allegedly there's this new thing called bath salts, and the ingredients in those just pretty much make niggas wig out. one of the most known cases was during, like I said, Memorial Day weekend in Miami. This guy was on it. He had stripped butt naked and pretty much ate 75% of the dude's face, and he was not reacting to being shot by the police until they actually shot and killed him.
Mm-hmm.
People start saying, it's zombies and it's the bath salts. I'm saying that's the T-virus from Resident Evil. Because after that Miami case broke, then we heard cases overseas in Italy, even in other states. So it's like it's blowing out of control, just kind of like how the zombie apocalypse would be.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And they're saying it's due to these bath salt things and whatever. Like I said, that's just the virus.
A cheap way to get high. That's just the state of the world right now. Some of you are trying to find a cheap way to get high, but bath salt? Really, y'all? Really? Come on, man. Come on, son.
But that's the word that's going around, and all federal governments are saying, no, it's not zombies, it's this drug, and you know me, I'm like, whatever, bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But that's pretty much it. So, again, from that, what do you think? Like, do you think it's some zombie thing, or is it just people not reacting to this cheap way to get high, or what is it?
I don't know. I really can't call it. I mean, listen, if you can't get what you usually get, don't start searching through cabinets and shit, looking for some shit that could possibly or maybe get you high, because the same shit could possibly or maybe fuck you up. That shit is just fucking not cool.
So we got some more stuff for you guys. Here's some new Carlos Rashad. This is Keep Living on Pregame Radio, and we'll be right back.
Thank you. Tommy a young nigga with aspirations of thugging. Gina a good girl, they met up through Tommy's cousin. Love at first sight? Nah, it was quite the opposite. He hit the first night, she got pregnant and he fathered it. Gina had a scholarship, now she can't accept it, so she went and found a job. Tommy can't, he got a record. Her household is hectic. Gina mama disappointed, but she never turned her back. She said her baby girl anointed. Tommy house worse, he never knew his dad. His mama on them drugs, the streets is all he ever had. He looked up to the sky like, what the hell I'm supposed to do? I just want the hit, I ain't mean for us to reproduce. Gina second guessing on getting a baby aborted. Tommy in the streets, to him she think it's unimportant. They know they can't afford it, but something gotta give. Both scared about the future, but they want their kid to live. Yeah, tough time call for tough decisions, but never let quit be your disposition. Cause something gotta give. When it come to life, the hardest thing to do is live. And I'ma keep living. And I'ma keep living. Yeah. Cause something gotta give. When it come to life, the hardest thing to do is live. Ricky the biggest dealer on the block, Kingpin. Devin his little brother. They got the same mother. Both got different fathers, but to them it don't matter. Ricky at the top, Devin climbing the same ladder. Dudes across town got a problem, you know how haters get. See Ricky shining, they plotting on how they taking it. So they set him up, said they got white for the low. Long way from his hood, but Rick will ride for the snow. Devin wanted to go, but he already made plans, not knowing that he won't see his big brother again. Simple choice made, impacted his whole life. Ricky found dead on the corner of 39th. Devin like, damn, I should go retaliate. Rick was his right hand, but he got a baby on the way. He don't want to see with no pops cause of rocks. Should he risk go getting shot or possibly getting locked? Nah, yeah, tough times call for tough decisions, but never let quit be your disposition. Cause something gotta give. When it come to life, the hardest thing to do is live. And I'ma keep living. And I'ma keep living. Yeah. Cause something gotta give. When it come to life, the hardest thing to do is live. Keisha got two kids, her baby daddy a joke. Ain't seen him in 2 years, all he wanna do is smoke. She on that single mother grind, school and work full time. Fighting the landlord cause her rent always behind. She keep pushing, but she might as well be standing still. She start hooking, that's the only way she pay her bills. She got a pimp, and that nigga named Charles. Most of his life behind bars, treat his women like dogs. Keisha take it, cause she just looking for love. Thinking that's the price you pay when you get involved with a thug. That nigga get wild, her and the kids, he beat him. Saying that he gon' kill her if she ever try to leave him. Keisha so confused, she knows she wanna run, but nowhere to run to, so she back at square one. Wish she had wings, she just wanna fly, but she can't. Life hard, so she just wanna die. Yeah, tough times call for tough decisions, but never let quit be your disposition. Cause something gotta give. When it come to life, the hardest thing to do is live. And I'ma keep living. And I'ma keep living. Yeah. Cause something gotta give. When it come to life, the hardest thing to do is live.
Yo, watch that first step, sonny. I'm hard to oppose. Slime pack a punch when I drop it on them like a clip coat. Niggas trans ain't fucking with my bitch flow. Should've been flow, but hey, you never know. I could do it in my 30s. Couple hits to add on in the catalog that's in my press kit. I hate when people say, nah, I'm spit the best shit. I'm like, damn, I ain't even write my last six. I just punched in, eating like a punch in. The whole dozen of donuts and that's just one skin. What took me next, bitch? Game over, side over, and a few others, I'ma level over. Metal on my shoulder, TMC soldier. I'm just a player in this game, I'm one of the owners. Don't let that bitch break, let that bitch break. I'm tired of these haters talking. Give them a mic in the crowd, happy to be barfing. I was taught to hold your crown and bust your arson. Take a deep breath, cause they coming at you barking. Cover all of the bases, Barry Larkin. Drop and put it in the air like Parkinson. Get the crowd shaking like they had Parkinson. Set the stage on fire like an arson. Nigga, you don't wanna park this. I got a cold file of wind like the arch for shit, for shit, for shit. Hey, that bitch crazy.
Indeed, it's me. That's word to my pops, I will not spot. Bitch ass niggas should've been born with a box. These store dudes kill me, showing their emotion. Y'all just now riding that wave, I've been coasting. That pussy got them open, and that's why they lacking six. And all else fails, they crossing over the rapping shit. This ain't nothing to play with, this my expertise. The rats can make loud noise, but may you rest in peace. I sent a couple hollows at the chest, but you never see it coming. This is death in the flesh. Yeah, the only thing y'all getting from me is wars. Not a threat, that's a promise. Stone swing and guard. My rap sheet been tough, come to fucking short. Homie, I stand out, so I ain't nothing short. All these haters be judging me like I'm up in court. This rap shit ain't just a game, it's a fucking sport.
Woke up out of my coffin like Mumra. Ancient spirits of evil transform this decay form. This one's for my people. A sinner is the ever living. Switch my protocol, found a swagger better fitting. Steroids flow, Giambi, better hitting. I'm talking grown folk, big guns, never kidding. How pistol grip, pistol whip, headlock, headshot, leg lock, top ropes, leg drop, clothesline drop kicks, clothesline drop kicks. Music to apparel, SK Bizzles on that hot shit. I'm like Christ among you peasant people. I'm like Bullet Tooth Tony with that desert eagle. So vicious, ain't I? So malicious, ain't I? Think it's sweet, bitch, taste me, delicious, ain't I? You can't taste this, that's a no-go. I lock it tighter than a Frank Mir's
polo. It's my duty to ride with my Uzi. They trying to pursue me. My life is a movie by Tarantino. It's yours truly. But when they get a clip of this, they screaming out, mercy, mercy, mercy me.
Shut up, Lord, I preach them up on.
Mercy, mercy, mercy me.
Papa's got a brand new swag. Blue suede shoes match the pedals of that Mercy.
Mercy, mercy.
Mercy, Lago. Lamborghini music, green seats, avocado. Whenever I pull up, bravo, applause, cheers, stairs, my ball, swallow, tough act to follow. Survivor, I'm lava, a rider, make something out of nothing. MacGyver, 26 inches, thin crust tires. Deep dish rims, bitch, the city's on fire. SK bullying, kids will run the treasury. Bucks, francs, pounds, trying to shut banks down. Still blowing on the finest, kush from an island. You gotta get lost just to find it. I'm it, yes sir, high as a hippie, extra spiffy, hot dresser. Bars are hot peppers.
It's my duty to ride with my Uzi. They trying to pursue me. My life is a movie by Tarantino. It's yours truly. But when they get a clip of this, they screaming out, mercy, mercy, mercy me.
Shut up, Lord, I preach them up on.
Mercy, mercy, mercy me.
It's a sick edge, but me not tell a boy please.
freak me, I'm just too nasty. Lost on the dance floors, I attack y'all. Snuck through the back door, guess who they saw? Goldie and Ghost, black African rope. Star studded lowlands, plus a mural is dope. Airbrush WB, stop.
Shake your body, body.
And cop a couple of these.
She's a hottie, hottie.
Put a rough rider on my dick, bust right through him. Come out your shirt, insert the party rhyme. Fry Dr. Berserk, Bacardi Lime. We're passing it, taste it, shake your Calvin Klein. Before the floor gets moist, taste and follow mine. Swallow nine, model dimes from Bahamas. Slim doodle makers stuffed inside pajamas.
Just take all your rides with a Colgate smile. Hey, baby.
Tell a girl.
Old technique, which my man seeks, better than some brand new, cause it's original in the wild.
style, style I have much more volume. Classical, too intelligent to be radical. Masterful, never irrelevant, mathematical. Here's some soothing souvenirs for all the years. The force of thoughts, the thoughts and ideas. It's cool when you freak to the beat. But don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique.
Yeah, we're back pre-game radio, and you know I had to throw on that Rakim just for you. You know, hit us up 347-857-4302. Still got a gang of more music to run through, and also, like I said, don't forget next Friday I'm at the Bamboo Lounge with our network ENT. Pound TV, Rough Riders gonna be in the building, so you know I'm gonna be there just for pre-game radio. So, you know, you already know what it is. It's your man, Brooklyn Black. I'm, you know, real busy, keeping myself busy. You know, just doing a damn thing, and I just have to always thank you guys for the love and support y'all give me. You know, had it not been for you guys, then you know there wouldn't be any pre-game radio. You know, none of that. So. I want to thank you guys because, you know, you guys, y'all want to see me, y'all want to hear me, y'all want to hear the music I showcase, the artists I showcase because I gave y'all the real stuff, you know, and right now my goal for this year is to be UMA nominated, you know what I mean? Once I'm nominated, then I'll be worried about winning, but let's just go for the nominees right now, so definitely keep telling your peoples about me, let the word keep going, and I appreciate all the love. All right, even those who ain't rocking with me, but we'll be right back on pre-game radio.
Oh, and when she saw a nigga love, make me want to give it up. Give up all the games and make my main thing. I just hope that she likes me.
Every time that I met her, I stepped my game up because I had to come better. She shut me down a few times, but I'm a go-getter. Intellectual mind, it's a go-figure. She got the right mindset, framework symmetrical. Plus, the walk is mean and the hair game is flawless. Had to do my homework, make sure I wasn't boring. Find out what she like and what's more important. Why she like to smile so early in the morning. I like what I see and how she's performing. I love the way she smells, the whole presentation. The number one reason why my heart is kinda racing. I see why they hating, other dudes they be gaming. Cause they don't understand how the world got me pacing. It's the number one reason why her pack is so amazing.
Oh, and when she show a nigga love, make me wanna give it up. Give up all the games and make my main thing. I just hope that she like me. I just hope that she like me. I just hope that she like me, 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 me.
Laughing and giggling, chilling in the park, playing my cards right, my mission to achieve. Target all locked, next move to proceed. Pull out the flowers and wait for her smile. Next, grab a hand, give a little stare. Pull a little closer and whisper in the air. You were so damn beautiful, your mind since day one. Wanted to know cause it came from the heart. Pull out the champagne, she try to figure you out. Give a little sip, then lick it off her mouth. Do a little singing, you love the way she melt. Now put your glass in the air, do a little toast. Now pull out your box, it's time to seal a deal. Grab one of her hands, then take a nib. Open the box slowly, wait for the moment. As soon as the eyes get big, you know that she can't hold it. Baby, will you marry me?
Yeah. And when she saw a nigga love, make me wanna give it up. Give up all the games and make my main thing. I just hope that she like me.
games and make them my main thing. I just hope that she like me.
Yo, yo, what's good, man? It's your boy LV, a.k.a. Mr. Fresh, a.k.a. you already know I'm fresh. And when I ain't cracking up an ill beat or an ill track or doing anything in the studio, I'm chilling. I'm staying here live with Brooklyn Black and Pre-Game Radio. Yeah,
we're back, Pre-Game Radio. That was LV, the voice, where she likes me live on Pre-Game Radio. Hey, Ab. All right, well, breaking news just came across my desk. I don't know if you guys remember back in the day, there was this show, you know, Dale Hughley had his own sitcom, The Hughleys, and the son, DJ Daniels, he was just taken into custody. He's 23 now for gang activity and premeditated murder. You know, it seems that him and a couple of his cohorts are allegedly involved in the stabbing death of a 26-year-old outside of a nightclub in Stockton, California, back in August. So he's actually been held out bail since August, you know, but he was formally charged recently. But wow, it just shows not only, you know, they're going tough forever. You know, once their life fizzes out, they go and do other things, and, you know, but right now he's locked up waiting for the trial. Hopefully he ain't had nothing to do with it. He does get acquitted if he had nothing to do with it. But if he does, you know, we already know the wheels of justice are going to turn, and they're probably going to end up throwing a book at him. But, I hope he does act, though. You know, I hope he'll be okay. 347-857-4302. We got about 25 minutes left in the show, and we definitely got a whole bunch more stuff. I'm going to take it back real quick to my homies from Harlem, TGO. Big shout out to them. They always out doing stuff. Fuego, Frito, they all got independent projects. Big shout out to Leek. And Dan House Puerto Rico, she's definitely doing the thing. So big shout out to her. And we got, like I said, we got a little bit of time, so we got more music. More stuff, but hit us up. You know, it's something on your mind. You know, something you want to air out. You want to give a shout out, whatever. You know, hit us up. We'll be right back.
It's how we doing it. It's that new Usher. What it is? Y'all niggas catch up. Yeah, man. Bangladesh, U.S., S-Doc. We don't stop. Yeah.
I wanna take his boat tanning out in DR. A week later, eating mangoes out in PR. Okay. I call her Marriott. Yeah, she a 5-star. She seems so close, but she's so far. How about some breakfast? If not, we can do lunch. Forget lunch, baby girl. You can be brunch. You look better than some OJ and Rosé. Eggs over easy. Damn, I need her body.
No remorse.
She's killing me with it. Just a problem that I can't put down. Every
Usher.
Night.
Fuego. Yeah.
She can tell I got something missing if you're up in
I
my
I get it
brain.
In. I get it in.
She don't know what she do to me. Girl, this ain't new to me. The way you move them buns make me want to beat it brutally. See me in that BM, don't like per diem. Keep it on the hush, just tweet me in a DM. Drug free, I don't fuck with the ex. And I'm trauma free, I don't fuck with my ex. Swift pick. Damn, you look tough in that dress. And if you play your cards right, I might fuck with you next.
Oh, the nasty flick.
Nasty letters.
See you in the VI room.
With the loonies.
Yeah, you my bottom.
But you a goonie.
Money on my books.
Commissary piled up.
Black call picked up.
Every time I dialed her.
Our love is set in stone.
She represents for me.
Come home, rolls for her.
And the vent for me. Sat up lights in the cell.
Knowing she meant for me. Anytime I'm called on a visit.
Know she sent for me.
I could have been left alone.
But she rode out.
So our love is set in stone. What?
Together.
Searching for camp spot.
comment. Fuck sadness, had this been you having this lavish habitual happiness, that mean you wouldn't look back, but you would have sex on condominium roof deck. So anyone move next, I hit you with two texts. Rockin' Roberto Cavalli, no shirt or convertible, Mozzie, my Colombiana, mommy riding beside me. Every tap means something, that's my word on my body. I have to lean something with that my first shotty. My niggas is ignorant, put lead in your pigment. Just cause y'all was mad at all the years I was getting it. And 9-7 to 6, 9-8 to Bentley. Now it's a ghost phantom, and y'all can't stand them, but... With a twist, hot pocket that snaps, where the gas at? Pass that, not you, you hold cracks in your abstract. I never did that, my socks where my stash was at. Yo, I used to listen to that Red Alert and Rap Attack. I fell in love with all that poetry, I mastered that. Cut through with Preem Team and Fat Cat Bazan. Future not crystal clear yet, Baccarat. Now I'm the one who rapping Queens, way beyond your wildest dreams. Bottles on bottles with fatherless surround my team. That long cash get the baddest bitches out they jeans. 20 years in this game, looking 17. I don't lean, no codeine, promethazine. I just blow green, pick which bitch to bless the king. Although we on to another chapter. Heavy D gave this beat to Salon for me to rapture. Yeah, New York is like an island, a big biker's island, the cops be out wildin', all I hear is sirens, it's all about surviving, same old two-step, try to stay alive, but they be out robbing. I've been out rhyming, since born knowledge, like Prophet Muhammad said, the ink from a scholar, worth more than the blood of a martyr, so I'ma keep it on till I see $1 billion, keep your friends close and your enemies closer, love motto choker, mommy poppin' like she poster, eyes red shot like I'm never sober, big time smoker. Indonesia Doja, many means you can hold up before you end up with up from my soldier. Don shit, under fire, I remain on some conscience. This for every ghetto in the hood. Now the Don, Super Cat, the Don Dada, understood. My stripes show like regiments, military intelligence, murder game. I leave no evidence, credentials. Go ask my preschool, even talk to my old principal. He tell you how I used to pack a number two pencil. Savage students, rabbit teachers, Catholics, preachers. In the school staircase, cutting class, passing my reefer, MO class. Operation Return, they try to say I was incompetent, not able to learn. The table turned now, got my own label I earned. Like that nigga said in Dead President, money to burn. Queensbridge, pay homage, respect. Nas is a vet, acknowledge the rep. Pilots, baguettes, niggas is this and that. I'm just the best, putting all balance to rest. Between Latin kings and blood, La Sangre, blood is Spanish. So many thugs vanish, unite the system. The fight within the street wisdom to help teach your prison.
My crew buff fly, anyone test and pun must die. Just give me one try, now you know you done fucked up, right? Ha, you ain't got no wins in me, Tasa. Take that Fasa, you ain't even in my class. I hate an actor that plays a rapper. I'm Trevor Squad, Beta Kappa, everybody's favorite rapper. Grand Imperial College material. You're insane criminal, the same nigga who known to blow out your brain mineral. A rain subliminal inside the visual. Try to supply your physical with my spirit inside of a lyrical. I'll appear in your dreams like Freddy do, no kidding you. Even if I stuttered, I would still shit on you. Soon as I chitter chatter, you shit and shatter. I'm the kid out of the Bronx that'll stomp you to death like it didn't matter. I'm even better than before, illa metaphors. Killers bet it all, I'm punk. One verse, get them all plays.
Subject can change. I mess around and spit 12 at the driver's side door. Your range, 6 hit you, the other 6 up in your dame. Mafia style, leave you with your watch and your chain. So take heed that not only can I flow, I can aim. Cause y'all misdemeanor niggas can't stay in the rain. Better believe that whenever I see y'all, I'ma test ya. Only cause I know the faggot respect pressure. Hardcore, like shit you get kicked out for y'all for. Kids ain't the cops, but I lock niggas up. You can meet me in my cell, I soap and sock niggas up. Far as the flow go, you can let your dough show, put your money on the table. We could battle on cable. Y'all hot dog niggas get Nathan. Fuck around with Jason. That's
shorty from the lock, John Clayton.
My son, cool out, don't beef, yo, throw the tool out. Let's run these niggas, kidnap they work, make them move out. Crush cash, hands is like glass, keep the heat in the dash. Did some dirt for some work, caught a gas. The flicker rocker, wicked sneaker rocker, footwear. Strike me out, guard, stacking up joints, rack them like footlocker. This is raw, raw like fuck, kid represent, hit the Crenshaw. Hold my words stronger than the Ben store, relentless. The anthology consolidated with the quickness. Dressed up in the wig and blouse, chilling sickness. Lex imagination, large go cards. Keep the poker squad, brains that connect. Put on the older guard, specialist, icicleist. Woolrich collar, feeling the bitch. Work for $8, don't snitch. That's why broke niggas who got hard guard. Sign them up, start to wind up. We John Blazing, darling in the lineup.
Simple mathematics, you gotta love us. Cause Joey Crackless Gad equals a lot of dead motherfuckers. Just when you thought I was done, I recruited puns. Terror squad in the prize, undisputed done. I'm from the slums where it's worse. Plus my gun still it hurts for fucking with my funds on the first. And go to church like a monster. Discuss your death over shrimp and lobster. With my Cuban partners, Lucas with the cartridge. 20 shot, run up on any block. Disrespect any cop, used to run many spots. Now I own shops, Gore-Tex with the lock. 564 bills a pop. I'm hot. Who wanna get burned? I 5-1 to get nod and watch your whole fucking head turn. You best learn to parlay. I've had a hard day. Fuck around with the dawn and get John Blaze.
John Blaze. John Blaze. John Blaze. John Blaze. John Blaze.
Yeah, we're back. Free Game Radio, 347-857-4302. You know, we got a couple minutes left. We got a call in the building. Your last 4 digits are 3922. You're live on Free Game Radio. Let the people know who it is, where you're calling from.
Hey, Black, it's Jeanette. My name is Jeanette. I'm from Jersey City, New Jersey.
What's going on? We about to get out of here, but if you want to get any shout-outs out, you could.
I just wanted to say hello and that you've been doing your thing, want to say hi.
Oh, well, I appreciate the love. I appreciate the love, and don't forget, we got spoken word going down the 29th and 30th for this month.
Down for it. Down for it. I'm ready.
All right, so thanks a lot for checking in.
All right, boo-boo.
All right, you have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Yeah, and we're about to all up out of here. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Big shout out to Ab, always holds it down for the kid. We'll be back tomorrow while it's still Friday. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Big birthday shout out to my homegirl, Pearl in the Bronx. She's about to go down in a couple of minutes. I know she's about to paint the city red, so big shout out to her. Big shout out, like I said, everyone who called in, everyone who's going to be downloading, everyone who's going to be tuning in tomorrow and everything else we got going on. Don't forget, next Friday, I'm at the Bamboo Lounge with Deuce the Privilege Network, ENTGX Media, and everybody holding it down, doing the damn thing like I always do. And in closing, like I always say, fellas, don't be a fool, wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam, protect your clam. Arrive alive, don't drink and drive, you know what I'm saying? 8 out of 10, it ain't that serious, so just walk away and keep enjoying your night. You heard what I'm saying? And just be safe. We want you pre-gaming, you know, be back with y'all tomorrow. And I believe it's Puerto Rican Day weekend going down this weekend. I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's the only reason I need to play some punts. So we're going to do that. Get up out of here. You guys have a good night.
You can catch me in the cherry red 150. Ooh. Got the grizzly locked in the stizzy. Pop the glizzy doing 60 down a bar with his tongue pissy. Trying to cruise through the avenue while my people just popping bottles up as soon as my neighborhood popped out. Spun the UE, lost the hubcap, was back to the shack. Came back in a what's that? Take the parrot, whoop, take a debit, say baby cabbage, every gallop. Bird, cherry radish, fish, house of dealer. Pass a check for the squealers, wear a vest for the killers. Nothing that's causes realer in the big apple. Christian gets your shit tackled, enemies spit at your best friends, kid, not to trust no one. Got beef, buzz, yoga, yeah. You don't need no one.
Nope.
Talking about that you owe him, I'ma go for Dolo. Scarface for the Manolo, one D's probably solo, but he's throwing bolos.
It's hard work, baby. I just lost 100 pounds, I'm trying to live. I ain't going to
bar to bar. Strip bars in Miami. Almost came home with the Grammy. Next year, bring it home three for the family. Watch me. You can catch a dive on Hitachi. Popping shit like a Nazi. Iced out like DiBiase. Fuck that, Liberace. Throw extra Versace. Somebody stop me. Never die. Where my niggas at? Uptown, uptown. You know you're feeling that tattoo. Hardcore, you should dance to. That old biggie, give me
one more chance.
Take a glance and I'm off with yours. With both hands and off my drawers and drink me like the Source Awards. I love hip hop. I ain't even probably the best there is alive. That was hard, nigga, stop sleeping. What's your name was again? And I know you from where? Elementary school.
Niggas wanna be like us.
I don't know you,
but
man.
They don't bust they guns. And it's so hard.
Money, that's you again. Go that way.
Niggas wanna fuck my wife.
Loser.
Niggas wanna take my life. But it's so hard.
Initiating shutdown sequence.